You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey everyone, this is Andrea Aswahe, producer and co-host of Kind World. How are you doing? I hope you're hanging in there and finding comfort in whatever way you like, whether that's making art, singing, cooking, baking bread, playing Animal Crossing, watching endless Netflix. I am right there with you. Today, I'm in your feed to share this week's moment of kindness. Remember that we'll be sharing these stories every Friday for the rest of the season. So if you want to tell us your story, call us and leave a message. We're at 617-353-6350. Now, here's Becca Andrews with this week's story.
I was living in New York, and it was my first year of living in New York. So I was very broke. I'm an actress, and I was working in a restaurant. And it had been a hard year. I was very lonely and depressed. And I was on the subway and I was headed to my restaurant job to pick up my paycheck. And I was just kind of sitting against the edge of the subway car, writing in a journal. And my journal was kind of also where I like communicated prayer. So I was just praying that, you know, I needed this paycheck that I was going to go pick up to be enough for a plane ticket, because I wanted to go see my sister in Texas and to see my niece. That's all I wanted. I was like, I don't need to be a millionaire. I don't need to be successful. I just need this plane ticket to get out of the city. And I saw a hand reach down and give me a $50 bill. And by the time I had stopped writing and registered that someone just handed me a $50 bill and looked up, the subway doors had opened and the person had gone. And I never saw who it was. And I just thought it was the most amazing thing in the entire world that someone just had the money to give me and didn't even want any credit for it. They just walked off the subway and didn't even give me any sort of facial recognition. And I was able to buy the plane ticket, and it was wonderful.
Becca, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Now we want to hear from you. Call us and leave us a message with your story of kindness. We're at 617-353-6350. Yasmin and I will be back with a new episode of Kind World on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.